I get accused of being angry a lot.
No, you don't get accused of being angry.
People thought that I was angry when I was making my little videos about economic things, and then some people think that
you're grumpy on the podcast.
I'm not grumpy. I'm just serious.
But you're not a serious person at all. You're one of the least serious people I know.
So, but then sometimes I get really serious about things.
Where do you think that comes from?
Probably that I'm not actually serious and I'm just acting like it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't actually care about anything.
Yeah.
I'm actually a deeply unethical person.
No, that's not true. You're not. You don't care about structures. You care about people. You care about this dog. You care deeply about animals. You care about... I think you care about humanity, actually. I think you're like...
I think I'm kind of like a selfish person who doesn't care about himself.
I mean, that's just an avoidant, like, that's an avoidant coping mechanism of some kind.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah. I think you were taught as a child that you didn't matter and that your feelings didn't matter.
Which is great, because like, my superpower is I'm invisible.
Yes.
/ I can blend in anywhere. That's it's how like social camouflage.
That's how I felt growing up, too. I was thinking the other day, you know, we make fun of you a lot for, like, having all the black holes in your memory, which is probably associated with trauma.
I just think of it like Swiss cheese.
Yes. Sure.
It's great on some sandwiches.
Yes. But what I was going to say was I too, strangely, because I have a pretty good memory, generally speaking, people comment on it and find it creepy. But I was thinking about my childhood and I was like, oh, there's a lot of like scenes missing from there too. Like in Dallas, for example, when I was essentially like left to my own devices to run around the hotel that we lived in. And I was thinking about this because Paul and Janie started watching A Gentleman in Moscow, and there's a little girl character who like lives in the hotel. And
maybe it's the lack of structure that creates a sort of ambiguous space in a child's brain.
Yeah,
like it just all blends as like one big thing.
I just remember being in like hotel hallways on the conference level in conference rooms, stealing snacks and little pops, and like roller skating through the atriums of the hotel. But it's just like it's big spaces, and I don't remember, like, I remember one main relationship that I had with one of the staff at the hotel. His name was JD. He was a doorman and he was so nice, and I always felt like he really took care of me. He was always like happy to see me. I think he turned into like a preacher or something. He was like studying theology and went, and I was like ministering in Texas somewhere.
Going back to your memory for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's your memory that is the creepy part.
Okay.
I think it's the voicing of very specific,
yes,
particular facts.
Yeah. But some people love it. Some people feel,
sure,
really seen by
but
that.
But I'm saying if you just didn't say it, you could still know it and it wouldn't be creepy. It's not creepy to know stuff. It's only creepy to say stuff.
But I say stuff whenever I'm remembering a specific deal. I'm not saying like, hey, I remember exactly what pants you were wearing on January 12th, 2021.
You say that's true, but that does seem like something you would say.
I definitely will. No, I mean, I definitely have said like, oh, I remember that you were wearing those pants on the first day we met, because one of the functions of my memory is that I can remember what outfits most people are wearing when I met them.
What was George Bush wearing when you met him?
He was wearing a blue suit.
Well, do you remember what color his tie was?
I think it was red. We can cross-reference the photo. I didn't meet W, I met HW.
Well, I mean, they're both George Bush.
These, I know,
are different initials.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah, George. I thought I said George W.
Maybe I did. I meant.
I think he was wearing like a rust-colored tie and a navy blue suit. We'll check it out.
We will check it out. How many stars would you give this episode?